Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's our midweek edition, Wednesday, the 3rd of April, 2013. We are live each weekday, noon to 1 on the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming our show live at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Try to make this very easy for you to hear the program anytime, anywhere on your schedule. That's why we post the program to three websites, buckmastershow.com, TucsonSentinel.com. Tucson's online news service has the program, as does the Gannett Corporation-owned TucsonCitizen.com. And there are now links for the Buckmaster Show on the home pages of the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun. Their website's gvnews.com. We're also prominently displayed on the homepage of one of the most popular blog sites in Arizona, winner of the Washington Post Best Blog Site in political blog site in Arizona. That's blogforarizona.com. We launched this midweek edition with Bob Walkup, one of the most popular mayors in Tucson history. He served 12 years as the mayor of the city of Tucson, three-term mayor. 30 minutes past the hour, yes, it is tax time. CPA Michael C. Flowers joins me in studio. We'll have some last-minute tax tips. Then we'll close out this edition with Dr. Mark Sykes. Dr. Sykes is head of the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute, known as PSI. If you have a question or comment right off the bat for Mayor Walkup, he would be delighted to entertain whatever is on your mind at 790-2040. And joining me right now, Mayor Bob Walkup. Mayor, good to see you again. You've been working out. You're looking really fit.
Well, it's
lifting
good.
Lifting weights.
I tell you, people ask me, well, what is it really
Remember
like
the old
to?
Charles Atlas?
What's retirement like, Bill? I tell you, it's Saturday morning is every day. You get up and you said, oh boy, it's time to put my own personal schedule together and go do those things that I've been kind of waiting years and years to do. Just got back from seeing my son out in Connecticut. He called and said, Dad, can you come out here for a while? I need you, son. I need you out in Connecticut. I've never been able to do that. So it is a great life.
Well, yes, you are retired, but retirement for you is a real active lifestyle.
Well,
you serve on boards. You've been very instrumental in the direction the city is still going.
Well, I'm proud of the city. I've got to tell you, Bill, every place that I go, people are talking about this emergence of Tucson. So I'm very proud of the city. I want to be part of that. I just drove through downtown. What a great sight that is.
And what
Bill.
Was the question that I asked you every month when I did the TV show? What was the question that I asked you about
when
downtown?
Are we going to see something happen downtown? And what did I say?
And you said it's coming.
It's coming.
Shovel ready.
Shovel ready. No, it is.
No, really, the private sector has really come forward with the downtown.
As they should have. Yeah. And as it was planned, we had to put the foundation together to get the whole downtown initiative underway, and that has a name that is kind of blackened a bit.
Rio Nuevo.
Rio Nuevo, but
and many people in this community still blame you for Rio Nuevo, and they bring up what number do they bring up? $230 million they say that was wasted.
And nothing to show for.
And nothing to show for.
That's right. And well, you know, we could spend a long time talking about that. But I can tell you that the point of Rio Nuevo was to establish a district that we could apply TIF financing. Now, TIF is tax increment financing, which provided the leverage for us to invest in the future. And we're the only city that received TIF. I think historically it's going to show that was the starting point for the renovation of downtown, which has been languishing for decades. So,
how is the infrastructure?
Well, we had to almost start from scratch on the infrastructure. But one of the things, Bill, was how do you connect the west side? Because when they put in I-10 through the middle of downtown, the west side dried up. So Rio Nuevo the development of downtown had to bring the West Side into the equation. And that's what a lot of this foundation building that we did in 2003 to maybe 2010 was setting the stage for the growth of downtown.
People also talk about the streetcar. You believed in the modern streetcar from really day one. You and Steve Farley were two of the big advocates for it. And I remember you first bringing that up about you were going to try to get, what was it called, that Tiger Grant to get the whole thing going.
Yes. Well, first of all, the voters, in their wisdom, in 06, put together the transportation initiative. And they said, we're willing to pay half a cent on sales tax to do something about the roads and transportation and environment within this region. And that was the right thing to do. In that was the modern streetcar that they would be willing to pay half. That meant that we had to get the other half from the federal government. And we were able to do that through the award of the Tiger Grant and pay for the streetcar. But the return on that investment, Bill, is, I'll bet you it's 10 to 1, easily 10 to 1 in the assets and the benefits to the city over a long haul.
People, you have you believe that the modern streetcar would help definitely inspire, get people to put some money into downtown, didn't you?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we were on the hook, not to just spend this money for, you know, to move people around, but to see our city grow and to create jobs. Behind this whole thing, Bill, was quality jobs for our people. And I think we're seeing it today. Thousands of people, thousands of jobs already, and it's just starting. That's the nice thing about this is what's going to happen in the next 10 years to downtown and to the rest of the city because of the action that happened in the middle of over the last 10 years.
Mayor Bob Walkup is with us coming up on 1212 on the Buckmaster Show. If you have a question or comment for the mayor, 790-2040, 790-2040. You know, we talked about Rio Nuevo. How much money was wasted, do you believe, out of that $230 million?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't use the word
wasted.
Money that was invested that didn't yield a dividend. In private business, it's like spending money on a proposal that you didn't get. I mean, that's the equivalent. We spent some money, not much, on the aquarium. But when we did the financials, it wouldn't work. And frankly, I think today that was the smart thing to do. The hotel, we invested for the design of a hotel that, based on the economy, we couldn't afford to build it. But that doesn't mean that it isn't going to be built. So, and I think they can use the design that was done in 2009 to build a first-class hotel. And I'm very pleased the current Rio Nuevo board sees that the same way. It's, come on, let's stop suing each other and let's get down to making this a great downtown with a hotel and with a convention center.
Let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. Mayor, if you'd slip your headset on there so you will be able to hear. Gloria is with us on the show. Gloria has a question for the mayor. Go ahead.
Hi, Mayor Walker.
Hi, Gloria.
I last saw you at the Steinfeld Warehouse, and you were there with Mr. Glock. And I wonder if you could give us just a brief update on how that project is going.
Well, Gloria, thank you very much. The Steinfeld Warehouse is a perfect example of an old classic building that was built in, I think, 1909, something like that. It was going to be torn down, and I think in our wisdom, the citizens said, save the building. And so what you're talking about is we had a grand opening at the Steinfeld. Let's use something that has been part of our heritage, and let's make something out of it. And I can tell you, WAMO, which is a warehouse and management group, has that building, and they're going to turn it into something for artists in the downtown area. And again, building on what we're known for and what we're considered to be a great at.
Gloria, thank you for your call. Coming up now on 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show, this would be a good time to take a break. We will be back with Mayor Walkup after we listen to the fine lineup of sponsors, the people who say, yes, we like the Buckmaster Show and we'd like to have you support these particular businesses. Thank you.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Road. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
This is John Fina.
You're...
This is Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
I'm Bruce Peek.
Hey there.
This is Andy Brown.
Great to see you.
Hi, this is Bert Williams.
I thought I just saw you at...
This is Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
My name is Jerry Fitzgerald.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
This is Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
This is Rita Marshall.
I didn't know you were coming.
This is Bill Huss.
Can I get you anything?
Hi. Richard White.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
West in La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa is now better than ever, with a $30 million resort rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and soon a new pool area and enhanced fine dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com. Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It is the Wednesday edition. My name is Bill Buckmaster. With me in studio, Mayor Bob Walkup, three-term mayor, served 12 years as the top elected official in city government. And we are on AM 1030 KVOI, and our Buckmaster Show live line would welcome your calls. I know the mayor is anxious to hear from anyone who has a question or comment. 790-2040, 790-2040. Perhaps you don't agree with the mayor about the resurgence of downtown and the modern streetcar. The mayor is always willing to field whatever question or comment you might have. Mayor, I want to talk about your predecessor as mayor. That was Mayor George Miller. Mayor Miller served from 1991 to 99 as the mayor of the city of Tucson, and he had an op-ed piece, I know you saw it, about annexation. Mayor Miller says the unfortunate alternative to annexation is to allow Tucson to sink into the depressed despair affecting other U.S. cities. I think what he's saying is you got to annex to grow and you got to annex to survive.
Well, it is a matter of money. We get state shared revenues based upon the population of the region within cities. So there is a bit of a problem if we incorporate. So we have a new city that gets the money, the pot goes down, so Tucson gets less. And that's what George was talking about. I think, but the people have got to decide, do you incorporate, do you stay the way it is, or do you annex to the city of Tucson? I always promoted annexing because of the services the city can provide. And as a matter of fact, the money would not go down if it was annexed to the city. The money would increase. It's about $80 million that could come our way.
Let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. We have David. David wants to talk about the streetcar. David, go ahead. You're with Mayor Walkup.
Yes. My opinion is just a waste of money because they could have accomplished the same thing, a fraction of the money, by having a streetcar bus. They pay just like a streetcar to run the same route, the same schedule. And they wouldn't have to be spending all the money on all this infrastructure. And the advantage of it is it would be flexible. If people aren't riding at that route, they can keep changing the routes because you wouldn't have the infrastructure built in. And by the way, I do support redevelopment, revitalization of the downtown. And I think the present city government, they're hindering that, like the Sam's Club wanted to locate on the south side, and they turned it down, and then that would bring tax dollars into the city, and it creates a problem of creating a donut where the city is going downhill. You got booming development on the fringes where you don't want it because, number one, it's destroying the Sonoran Desert, and it's wasteful and inefficient because when you have booming development on the fringes, it results they have to extend infrastructure further out.
Couple of issues there for the mayor.
Well, Dave hit on something that's very important, is this whole issue of sprawl. And the way of the future is infill and vertical growth. One of the reasons the investment community is hopping on the streetcar is that they know where it's going to be. Rails do that. And we talked about it, and we looked at a flexible system. But the investment community said, I want to know how we're going to be able to connect centers of energies within the city. Number one, we said, let's connect the university to downtown. The moment that happened with the streetcar, the president of the university said, now I can put student housing downtown. Now I've got energy and people. So almost from that point alone, the investment in the streetcar paid for itself in creating the energy and the investment for downtown. I think it's going to go all the way out to Park Place, going to go to the airport, and people are going to say, boy, has that helped get investment dollars into the city and not into sprawl out into the county.
I think David had a second part, the city not being open for business.
I'll tell you, the city's always been open to business. We got hit with a bad economy, but I tell you, there's about $1 billion that I can identify that is new money coming into this region. That is that's going to take us back to those days when we had 3.8% unemployment and people getting quality jobs in the community. I'm very pleased with what's happening.
caller who did not want to go on the air but wanted me to ask this question of you, Mayor. Did they ever find out where the Rio Nuevo money went?
Oh, absolutely. I could tell you exactly where it went, almost to the dollar. It is incorrect that we did not know or the money was wasted. It was invested in things you can't see, like fixing the old dump on the west side. But we know, I think the current board is finally putting Rio Nuevo back in track. It has another almost 10 years to go, by the way. And that's going to yield—
What, the district?
The district, yes. Absolutely. So there were no misdeeds. It was an investigation that, frankly, I don't think was a real investigation. I think
this FBI investigation?
There was never an FBI investigation. So a lot of people didn't understand because they couldn't see it. You can sure see it today.
Mayor Walkup here on the Buckmaster Show. We can get another caller in at 790-2040, 790-2040. You just heard the mayor say he denies there was ever really an FBI investigation of where the Rio Nuevo money went. So you think the city right now is on the right track?
Oh, absolutely. And it's the city, and it's all of the cities, Bill. I want to be clear that I was a regional proponent. I believe that this is a great region. It's made up of five cities, and I think that those cities are working together to be recognized as a great region. And the investments coming in, downtown is alive, but it's going to go out to the east side. Some people say, well, what about us? Well, you can't have a great city unless the city grows in harmony on all parts of it, the east and west and south and north side. Tucson is now has laid the foundation. This is going to be a great place to live and to raise a family for generations to come.
For years, you've been involved with economic development. I think the first time I ever met Bob Walkup was on the TV show, and you were the head of the predecessor, I think, to Trio.
You were still
with Raytheon, and you were the head of the— I think they moved it around every couple of years or something. But yeah, you were the head. That would have been the early 90s.
Early 90s and later on, 90s, yes, absolutely.
So, I mean, you've been a huge proponent of an economic development arm for the area.
Well, and frankly, it goes back to 1991, and I helped write some legislation that allowed Hughes Aircraft Company to move some 6,000 people out of California because the bill said, hey, we're going to incentivize you to expand and to convert defense technology to commercial technology. And as a result of that, some 6,000 people, and now here's Raytheon with some 12,000 people. All of that is sound economic development and creating opportunities for this community. And that's what the purpose and the mission of TRIO is to bring this community together, focus on quality businesses coming into this community. And I tell you, Bill, the next key is get corporate headquarters into Tucson. We have subsidiaries, but we need corporate headquarters. And once we get that, then we are truly going to go on the map as a great center of commerce and business.
It is hard getting corporate headquarters when you're 100 miles from the state capital and one of the nation's largest cities.
It is. It's not easy.
What's on your agenda now, Mayor? What's next? I know you've got you're working on several projects.
A good life, staying involved, stay healthy, get out there and promote Tucson as best I can. If somebody says, will you help us, like the Steinfeld, would you help us open the Steinfeld? And I said, you bet, count me in. Let's preserve our history and our culture And that's, you can't do that sitting at home, Bill, I'll tell you for sure.
And our regards to the lovely and talented Beth Walkup.
Yes, what a wonderful gal she is.
She's very active still in the community. Mayor Walkup, thanks for spending a half an hour with us here.
My gosh, it's great to be back, though.
And we will have you back in the very near future. Mayor Bob Walkup with us on the Buckmaster Show. Coming up next, we're going to have some very sound tax advice for you. The tax day is only a couple of weeks away. Michael C. Flowers, certified public accountant, is in the house. We'll find out what Mike can do to help us ease the tax burden. That's coming up next on the Buckmaster Show.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A state official says a West Virginia county sheriff has been shot to death and a suspect is in custody. The governor's chief of staff says state police report that Mingo County Sheriff Eugene Crum died today. State lawmakers in Connecticut have started debating a wide-ranging package of gun control and other measures stemming from the December shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary School. North Korea has escalated tension another notch today by keeping South Koreans from crossing the border to reach an industrial park in the north that's jointly operated by the two countries. The Dow Industrials on track for their worst day in more than a month. Weak reports on hiring and growth at service companies are dampening investor optimism about the economy. The Dow down 100 points. More details at srnnews.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. Current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Come in, sit down. You must be Megan and Mark. I'm Sharon, your wedding planner.
Hello.
Hi.
So, are you planning a large wedding?
150 guests.
Okay, then. Fairly large. Let me just get online and we can look at some venues.
Wow, is that dial-up?
You bet. Oh, they keep trying to sell me fast internet, but come on, faster internet. I need that like I need a color monitor. Oh, now, I assume you'll be videotaping your ceremony? Oh, just ignore that. The machine will pick it up.
Your technology says a lot about your business. Cox Business Internet Professional offers speeds 10 times faster than basic DSL. Cox Business also gives you local support 24/7, free online backup and security. Bundle business internet starter and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today and make your business our business. Visit coxbusiness.com. Offer valid until July 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on maximum download speed of Cox Business Internet Professional 15 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We want to welcome a new sponsor this month. Actually, a couple of new sponsors. Our friends over in Silver City at Bear Mountain Lodge. What a terrific place to stay. They're on board now on the Buckmaster Show. And also the city of Benson presenting their 8th annual Bluegrass Festival in the Park. That's April 26th through the 28th at Lions Park in Benson. Benson's the gateway to the San Pedro Valley. It's only 45 minutes east of Tucson on I-10. They've got some great performance coming up. Run Boy Run from Mesa's coming. Special Consensus from my hometown of Chicago. So they've got some really great bluegrass performers, and that will be April 26th through the 28th, the 8th annual event, Benson's Bluegrass event in the park. Michael C. Flowers with us. Michael C. is our Buckmaster Show certified public accountant. Michael, good to see you.
Great to see you, Bill. Really glad to be here.
Are you into bluegrass? I love all music.
I like all kinds of music.
Yeah, well, we're happy to have the city of Benson with us listening to the Buckmaster Show, and it's not that far away.
You know, no, that's a nice little drive down
it
there.
It is. Nice little drive, and got some great attractions over there, including the Karchner Caverns. Michael, April 15th, quickly approaching. There was a story on the wire today that more taxpayers than ever before have delayed their filing now until the last 2 weeks. Are you seeing that as well?
Yeah, we just got we have a deadline. Our deadline was April 1st in order to promise clients that will be done by April 15th. Most CPA firms have a specific date that they announce to their clients. And last night I was there till 9:30 because we had a lot of people drop off stuff, and we'll get them done by the 15th. But it seems like people did procrastinate, as well as, you know, the government got off to a slow start with not deciding what the tax rules were until late December, early January.
So I think my question for you would be, extensions may be important, more important than ever before, this six-month extension.
Yeah, the IRS allows for an automatic extension. The mistake that a lot of people do is they fill out their tax return and, geez, I owe $2,000 and I don't have the $2,000, so I'll wait and pay it in June or July. If you do that, the government's going to charge you 5% per month for not filing on time. So the most critical thing to do, even if you don't have the money to pay for your taxes, is to send an extension. And the extension doesn't give you 6 months more to pay. The government's going to charge you interest and possibly a penalty if you're paying after April 15th. So if you know you're going to owe $5,000 on your best estimate, it is wise to send the $5,000 with the extension. But the government does the extension automatically. But it's real important that it gets postmarked by the deadline and that you send whatever amount of money you owe with it.
790-2040, 790-2040. If you have any tax questions, Michael C. Flowers is with us of the CPA firm Flowers and Rieger. I personally recommend this CPA firm. Every day I recommend this program, this particular program that Michael has over there. It's a program that really is small business friendly, isn't it, your firm?
Yeah, I was a small business leader of the year, and that's part of our reputation, is that we mostly work with small to medium-sized businesses as well as individuals. And this time of year, we're mostly working on individual returns because of the deadline. The business returns were due March 15th, and they also had an automatic six-month extension. So we're quite We got enough to do in the office this time of year.
Michael, what about still trying to get some smart maneuvers in to trim your tax bill for 2012? There's still some things you can do, I guess, right up to April 15th.
Yeah, let me mention three different things. A lot of people forget that they, you know, everybody goes through their checkbook and their credit cards, but if you give items to charity, you can also value the items to charity. If the total amount is less than $500, it goes on Schedule A. If it's more than $500, then you have to say how you valued them and give a list of what items you gave away. So we found when we look at returns that were prepared by other preparers, a lot of times people forget that. The other thing that's always available is the IRA deduction. You have to be eligible in order to file an IRA. So make sure you're going to a professional that can tell you whether you're eligible or not, because there's no sense funding an IRA if you're not getting a tax deduction for it. And then in addition, Arizona has a state credit for giving to tuition support organizations up to $1,000. Actually, it's up to $2,006. I don't know where the $6 came from, but you could give that up until April 15th, and that's a dollar-for-dollar credit whereby if you gave $2,000 to a tuition support organization, your state taxes would go down by $2,000 correspondingly. So a credit is much better than a deduction. So those are some things to be thinking about. The most important thing is to get out last year's return and start matching up the information from last year as far as W-2, interest income, dividend income, et cetera, et cetera.
Michael C. Flower is with us on the Buckmaster Show. We go now to Rick Grinnell is with us. Rick has a question for Michael C. Flowers. Go ahead, Rick.
Gentlemen, how are you?
How you doing today?
I'm grand.
Great.
Hey, just real quick, Mike, I believe the legislation was 2006 for that for that particular tax credit. That's where it came from. But to a more important issue, the health insurance consequences for businesses, whether you're under 50 or you're going to, what do businesses have to do this year to prepare for the changes that are going to be coming down, if any at all, for some, depending on the size of the businesses?
Well, again, I think the most important thing is to consult with your medical insurance provider, because they have different programs and different HSAs, and they can do the calculation, which is extremely complex because it's based upon full-time employee or full-time employee equivalents, and it's a rather difficult computation. But I would think that most people that are coming up for renewal, that they've contacted their health insurance broker and discussed some of the items with them. And there is a big difference if you're under 50 employees versus over 50 employees.
All right. Another caller who did not want to go on the air, but the question is still there. And the question is about deductions. Michael, specifically, what medical deductions can an average person take to help bring their taxes down?
The dilemma with medical deductions is, let's say, for example, you make $50,000. The first $3,750 of medical deductions do not even qualify for your itemized deductions. So if you had $4,000 in medical and you made $50,000, you'd have a $250 medical deduction. The government gives married filing joint couples about $11,000 as an automatic standard deduction. So if you don't have home interest and real estate taxes, in a lot of cases, it's hard to get over the medical limit. The good news with medical, though, is from a state tax perspective, the first dollar of medical deductions count. So some people make the mistake, oh, geez, I don't have enough to qualify for the IRS deduction. I'm not going to put it on my TurboTax or trying to figure it out. However, if you do put it on, if it doesn't qualify for federal, you will get the deduction for the state. The dilemma with the state is that you may only save 4% instead of as high as 35% on the federal side. So, again, you have to have a significant amount of medical for it to make a difference, but it is something to take a look at.
And if you are signing a return, one of the most common, well, if you are, when you sign your return, make sure that if it's a joint return, you both spouse and yourself sign.
When we get into the silly category, make sure you put enough postage on your envelope. Make sure you put the IRS envelope and the IRS and the state in the state. We've seen where people are putting the state return in the IRS envelope. They're just going to throw it away.
And open any mail it comes.
If it has IRS on it, call Mike Flowers. There you go.
Michael C. Flowers, certified public accountant with Flowers, Rieger & Associates. There's a link to Michael. That's the easiest way to find out about him on my website, buckmastershow.com. Mike, I hope it's been a great tax year, and we'll talk to you soon.
Really appreciate it, Bill. And again, you're doing a great job in the community. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
This is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Here's what our customers are saying about us.
They always go above and beyond to make sure everything is just perfect.
Nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental.
They are one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with.
They maintain high standards and deliver five-star service.
Arizona Party Rental always comes through with a smile.
Their selection is amazing, their advice terrific, and their service is remarkable.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Hey, you can join the party, too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City. Looking for a cool getaway this July? I highly recommend historic Bear Mountain Lodge, just minutes from the picturesque heart of Silver City, New Mexico, only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Bear Mountain Lodge sits on 178 secluded acres nestled against the immense grandeur of the Gila National Forest. Check out this lovely high country tranquil oasis at bearmountainlodge.com.
Why should you fly at a TIA? Easy. Do the math. First,
airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It is Wednesday, our midweek edition, as we push toward 1250. If you are into bicycling, and I know many people are here in Tucson, it might be worth a trip over to Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, one of our fine sponsors on the Buckmaster Show. They have the Tour of the Gila. It's a 5-day bicycle stage race, May 1st through the 5th, over in Silver City. And it's only 3.5 hours to go over to Silver City, and a lot of great places to stay, including Gila Hot Springs Ranch, Little Toad Creek Inn, and Georgetown Cabins. You can find out more on their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. Joining us now for his monthly visit, one of our fine contributors. There are 24 great contributors to the Buckmaster Show. The entire list is available at buckmastershow.com. We are so proud of this group of people who come on to the show at least once a month, and one of them is Dr. Mark Sykes. Dr. Sykes, the Buckmaster Show contributor on space exploration. He's the CEO and director of the Planetary Science Institute, which last year celebrated its 40th year, which means this year it's celebrating its 41st year as a Tucson-based nonprofit engaged in the exploration of the solar system. He chairs NASA's Small Bodies Assessment Group. That's not just looking at people's small bodies. Now, that's looking at the small objects in space.
Yeah, all the objects that don't get no respect in the
solar
system.
There you go. Dr. Sykes, very involved in the development of commercial human space flights. He's had an amazing career. He has studied Pluto very carefully. And speaking of, first of all, good to see you.
It's good to see you, Bill.
I was going to try to segue, but this is not Pluto. It's Mercury, a meteorite from Mercury? That would be highly unusual, I guess.
Northwest Africa, a meteorite was picked up there. Analysis of it that was presented at the recent Lunar Planetary Science Conference in Houston a couple weeks ago suggests that indeed may be where it is from, is the planet Mercury. We've never had a sample from there before.
Why would it be so hard to get a sample from Mercury?
Well, it's the dynamics. You got to blast it off of the surface, and Mercury has some gravity, and with enough energy to put it on a course where it would intersect with the orbit of the Earth, but we do swim in a soup of debris, asteroids, comets, and fragments thereof, and so it's really not. Beyond the imagination, that we could finally start identifying some pieces of our innermost planet.
We live in a lunar junkyard. Never heard that one before, right?
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true.
How about sequestration, the spending for planetary science at the federal level? Is it going to be cut, or does it look fairly safe at this point?
Well, thanks to Congress, I think that planetary should do okay. Last year, it was funded at $1.5 billion. The first 6 months of this year, under the first continuing resolution, it was cut down to $1.2 billion, which was the level the president had proposed for this year. But Congress brought it back to a level of over $1.4 billion, so just a little bit less than last. And so once sequestration is applied, which is 7% or something like that, then we're still better than we have been in the first 6 months of the year. So all in all, I think that we won't be as severely impacted. But the devil's always in the details.
The Houston event you were mentioning, the Lunar and Planetary Science Conference, was this sequestration a topic of conversation?
Yes. One of the reactions NASA's having to sequestration is putting travel bans on everything. And so there are a number of people, primarily people from NASA centers, that are unable to attend the meeting. And they're limiting it to like 50 people across the nation that were NASA employees.
But it could impact outreach too, couldn't it? I mean,
there is some guidelines which are being propagated right now to shut down NASA education, and which if actually done across the board would be a real tragedy. And I think that that's really more of a bureaucratic approach here. It's certainly not something Congress mandated. In fact, Congress increased in their budget bill that they passed a couple weeks ago, gave NASA education $125 million, which was down a little bit from the previous year, but it was up above the $100 million that the administration had imposed for the first six months. So there's congressional support for this stuff. So to say that, well, let's wipe it off the board is kind of like, really? But these guidelines went out before before Congress had passed its budget, the full year continuing resolution. So I'm not sure if it's a problem of left hand and right hand knowing, you know, what they're doing or what.
Mark Sykes is with us. Dr. Sykes heads up the Planetary Science Institute, PSI, here in Tucson. I'm a big supporter and urge everyone to go to their website, psi.edu. I want to talk a little bit about Buzz Aldrin, the pioneering astronaut. Buzz, of course, made history as the second man to walk on the moon, which seems like a million years ago in 1969, just after Neil Armstrong during the historic Apollo 11 lunar landing mission. Now, four decades later, he wants NASA to focus on Mars. His target, let's put someone, a man or a woman or both, on the red planet by the mid-2030s.
Yeah, there's been talk about this for a while, but I think that what the Apollo program taught us was that when we do something as a space spectacular, which was at that point had political implications in the context of the Cold War, so it had value, national value at that time, but it's really not a model for advancing ourselves in space. To go back to Mars, to plant the flag, come back and smoke a cigarette, and look at the new coffee table book, what we learned from Apollo is that just doing that kind of a stunt does not result in permanent expansion of our presence in space. I think that is possible. I think if we go to Mars, it should be with the intent to stay. We're not ready to do that. We don't have the infrastructure. But I think that establishing that infrastructure to expand human presence beyond Earth would be a real exciting project to do, and that would involve developing asteroid resources, understanding how to live off the land up there.
Buzz Aldrin has been proposing really for years now what something called a spacecraft transportation system that would perpetually cycle folks between Earth and Mars, would ferry astronauts back and forth to the red planet. But I think what you're trying to say is you've got to have a purpose once you're there on Mars. What are they going to do up there?
Right. And even with this the cycling spacecraft thing or cycling asteroid that goes back and forth, it still takes energy to get there. You know, there's no free ride in the universe because, Newton kind of laid that out for us.
It's a long ride, too.
It is. And you'd need something with a lot of protection because if you're exposed to the deep space radiation beyond the Earth for more than 6 months, then you've got a lifetime of radiation exposure. And it takes 10 months just for one way to Mars. So to get there and back, you wouldn't be in good health on your return.
And congratulations to one of your senior scientists, Becky Williams, gave a great talk, I understand, at the Lunar and Planetary Science Conference about stream beds in a crater on Mars.
Yeah, we have a number of people working on the Mars Science Laboratory, Curiosity, And one of the things that she was showing was that there were streams within this crater in the ancient past, and they could image these pebbles, and you could see how, like pebbles in a stream, they get rounded over
like
course. They're just like on Earth. It's the same kind of processes. And so she made a really wonderful demonstration and calculation of how long it had been running and what kind of water flow had been going on Mars. So that was very cool.
More information at psi.edu. Dr. Sykes, always a pleasure. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you, Bill. Always great to be here.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show. All of our guests are provided with a bottle of Culligan water. The guests love it, and why wouldn't they? It's great water, Culligan water. It simply tastes better. You can check out all of their products, and they have a large variety of water treatment products and services for your home or business. Coming up tomorrow on Wake Up Tucson with Joe and Chris, president of the Tucson Cactus and Succulent Society, will be one of the featured guests. Also, orthodontist Dr. Jaw. That's coming up tomorrow with Chris and Joe. John C. Scott Show this afternoon here on KVOI. He's on from 3 to 5. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.